Rush into Old Navy today for up to 50% off store-wide. Get dresses from $15 for women, $12 for girls, plus up to 75% off clearance for the whole family right now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 10/16 to 10/20, select styles only.
You are Locked On Cavaliers, your daily podcast on the Cleveland Cavaliers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Locked On Cavaliers podcast, your daily look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, led by LeBron James, and no GM still as of July 10th. I'm Chris Manning, your host from FearTheSword.com and The Step Back. Today, we're going to do just a quick show. We're not guests, just me for about 7 minutes doing Goalmouth stuff. You know what Goalmouth is? It's a daily soccer podcast and newsletter that I love as a football fan. But just going to run through some news, kind of make some jokes about it. So we'll see how this goes. If you like it, I may do some of these in addition to normal pods. If this is something you like, just tweet me at CDBenWrights. Tweet me at LockedOnCavs as well. Or drop me an email if it's terrible at LockedOnCavs@gmail.com. And we will do a full mailbag tomorrow. So get those mailbag questions into LockedOnCavs@gmail.com to LockedOnCavs on Twitter or at CWMWrites on Twitter. And I will also throw up a post on Reddit if you would prefer to post on r/ClevelandCavs, a great community of Cavs fans. Now, first things first, the Cavs did play a basketball game on Monday night. They beat the Golden State Warriors 91-74 in summer league action. Doesn't help the finals. Doesn't change that, but a good performance from the Cavs. Kay Felder had a bad shooting night again, 4-14 for him, but 1-2 from 3. Went to the line 5 times, did okay there. 2 assists, 1 turnover, which isn't great. 18 minutes, okay for Felder. I think the good thing you saw from him is he's coming off screen and he's doing okay there. Sir Dominic Poynter absolutely yammed on, I believe it was McCaw, which was great to see. It was pretty fun. Tavares, I think, having a decent game. Didn't shoot well, but had 5 blocks. That's kind of what you want from him. And the star of the night for the Cavs was Brandon Paul. 8-12 from the field. Finishes with 20 points. Had a plus-minus of 7. And really might have been the best player on the floor for part of this game. At the very least, I think he's someone who could be a two-way contract option, could at least be a training camp option based on how he has played. Again, doesn't matter. This is, relatively meaningless basketball. I think you have to look at Felder and be a little frustrated, but I think you also have to understand that, this is patchwork, and some of this is just kind of a product of him being in summer league. If you don't know who Paul is, he is a former Mr. Illinois Mr. Basketball in 2009. He played at Illinois. He played for Anadolu Efes of the Turkish Super League, the BSL, with Chetty Osman. Played 4 years in Illinois, has been a good overseas player, played for the Hornets and 76ers last year in summer league, was waived after 4 preseason games to the Sixers last year and then ended up in Turkey. He's also a former Canton Charge player, so there's some familiarity with Paul, and I think if he was willing to do the two-way deal, I think he's earned it, and I think he's ahead of guys like Andrew White or maybe a TJ Williams, other guys that have signed that they are looking at. But the Cavs, 3-0 in summer league now. We'll find out on Tuesday what is next for them and what is to come as they continue on in summer league with kind of not a great roster, but you're seeing a lot of the more talented teams, the Lakers, the Sixers, with their young studs resting them, and that leads away for a team like the Cavs that just has some passable talent and Damon Jones coaching work. And at summer league as well, Ty Lue was on the Cavs' broadcast. We got not a ton from him there because Ty Lue is not a super outspoken guy in any media context, but did talk about Jeff Green. He said that that's his guy. Talked about how he that was his guy when he coached him with the Celtics, and he's excited to have him. Noted that he will play some three and play some four. Lou also talked about resting LeBron James and getting the Cavs' stars a rest. And he said, we will follow Adam Silver's rules. We will abide by what the NBA wants in that regard, but we're also going to look out for our guys, and we have to keep him fresh. You got the idea that he probably wouldn't have wanted LeBron to play as much last year as he ended up playing in the regular season, but it is what it is, and we'll see how that... That's, to me, one of the more interesting storylines of this year is how much will LeBron rest, how many minutes will he play, and really what's to come for him in terms of staying overly active in that regard. Also, Cavs still don't have a GM. Chetty Osman is still not signed, so those two big stories we're sort of waiting for have not happened yet, but it seems like Carmelo Anthony is going to go to the Houston Rockets. So one another Cavs target, not one at the level of a Paul George or a Jimmy Butler, but a Cavs target nonetheless. Now, you have ESPN reporting that with David Griffin, who was interviewing for that job, their GM job, out, they're focused on the Carmelo Anthony trade. He's interested in the Rockets, and he's reportedly confident that he's going to get there. Now, that, I think it's fun. I also don't think, again, the Cavs are really missing out on all that much from Carmelo going to Houston. I think he would help. I think he raises your talent level, but I don't know how much he actually helps against the Warriors, and that's just sort of the context we're viewing everything through, at least I am, but that's where you stand with Melo. It's not super likely that's going to happen. It'd be sort of surprising to me if he ended up in Cleveland. Now looks like he's going to Houston to play with Chris Paul and James Harden, giving them a very interesting big three with two banana boat members. And lastly, Jose Calderon has officially been signed by the Cavs, the 6'3", 200-pound, 35-year-old Spaniard who the Cavs inexplicably signed on the first day of free agency. Is officially a Cav. No word on what number he will wear yet, but he will be 36 at the start of next season, shooting significantly dropped off. And if you listened to this podcast before, you know how I feel about Jose Calderon and the Cavs somehow, again, signing him on the first day of free agency when it opened up. We could have signed him now, and it probably wouldn't have mattered. But that is going to be it for today's Lockdown Cavs. Again, a quicker run through of just some of the news out there. Not a whole lot going on. We'll do a mailbag tomorrow, so please drop those questions in to lockdowncavs@gmail.com, to @lockdowncavs on Twitter. We'll do a big Summer League recap at the end of Summer League. We're going to save some of that analysis for then. But Cavs, again, beat the Warriors in Summer League last night, and we'll see what they do today. Maybe they'll actually hire a GM. But give us a follow on Twitter @lockdowncavs. Please give us a 5-star rating and review, and maybe you will be the Cavs GM by the end of the day, if you just happen to impress Dan Gilbert, or maybe if you went to Michigan State. Have a good one.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.